Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves.
I'm your host Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting across me, Josh Goodman, CEO of Pour My Beer. If there was ever a show that I wanted to talk to, it's a guy who started Pour My Beer. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott.
So before we get rolling with sort of how you got to this point and everything, I want to know, what is Pour My Beer?
So Pour My Beer is actually owned by Innovative Tap Solutions, a company I started back in 2009. Essentially, it's a technology that turns a regular dispense system into a self-serve dispense system. So we're using flow meters and valves and proprietary hardware that, with screens that show you exactly how much you're pouring and you're getting charged by the ounce. So the general idea is that we're taking a hardware and a software, matching it with an already existing platform to allow people to pour their own drinks.
So, I mean, the only question that came to mind off the bat, of course, is like, how do you tell if somebody's 21 or older? Is that something that, like, the restaurant or wherever you have this at? Do you just put your ID up in front of it, or what's the...
So as part of my entrepreneurial journey, I became a paralegal in alcohol laws.
I was going to say
So I had to go to every state and get liquor board approval. The general idea was that it was a virtual pitcher or a virtual bottle of wine, so we wanted to follow the same standards that a restaurant or bar would have to go by, is to serve them a pitcher of beer, a bottle of wine. So just like in a traditional situation, you'd go in, you'd show your ID, you'd then get access to beer or wine. So same with us. You'd go in, you'd show your ID, and then once you've been deemed eligible to consume,
is this by a person then? So
yes,
like you go up to like are you like in restaurants?
Yep,
that's the main thing.
Well, no, tap rooms, like
tap rooms,
mainly tasting areas. So in Chicago, we have Tapster in Wicker Park.
Yep,
In Logan Square, we have Navigator Tap Room, and we're also in O'Hare Airport. Those are the three local locations. We have 128 others around the country and in different parts of the world as well, but. Traditionally you go into one of the tap rooms, you give them your ID, you give them your credit card, then you go on your journey, and you can have 2.5 ounces of one drink, 3.4 of another, 6.8 of another. And once you've consumed the equivalent of two drinks, which could be 8 ounces of wine and 16 ounces of beer, our system has a little banner that pops up and says, you've reached your responsibility limit. Please see one of our friendly staff to re-up your card. And at that point they can re-up them in a matter of 5 or 10 seconds. And the exciting part for me as a founder, entrepreneur, business person, is going into these locations that are implementing the technology and seeing a packed, crowded house and no one's waiting in a line. Everyone's, and
they're all just like perfectly buzzed.
Perfectly.
Nobody's hammered. They're just perfectly buzzed.
Yeah. The responsibility limit could be at two beers or two drinks.
When it's a private party, maybe it's like 12 drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it real. But how did you come up with this? Because I feel like for me, I mean, every college kid across the country has like come up with some variation of some sort of like room tap or something. And it's always some kind of gangster thing that they put together. You're like, what the hell is this? But never, you never think it through, like beyond your own personal desire. You took the next level of thought here where you actually built a tasting setup for that can plug and play anywhere.
Yeah, that dates back to when I was in Baltimore, Maryland. I was in an IT staffing firm, and I got the raw end of a pretty large six-figure commission deal that I'd brought to the company's table, and they decided to make it a house account. So I decided I needed to do something that I was passionate about and that I could control kind of my own destiny. So I started looking for problems, and the recurring problem that happened, not that I'm an alcoholic, but I'd be at a bar and couldn't get a drink.
Yeah.
And so I was there a few times with some friends, and I said, there's just got to be a better way to do this. Because not only am I unhappy as a patron, but the bar's losing money. That's efficiency loss. So,
you know what's funny? You brought this up, and it's like, to me, is like the, you always look for that aha moment. We have been, my girlfriend and I have gone, we like to go like random dinners during the week, and usually just based on, this obviously as an entrepreneur, the schedule is a little bit wonky. It's hard to plan around like a Saturday drink. Like you never know where you're going to be in the week. Like I'm in New York tomorrow. Like I have no idea where I'm going to be the next place. So you don't make reservations, or you catch something last minute on Open Table. You stand around. They say 5 minutes. It's like 45 minutes. You stand around. The bars are usually packed, or like you can't bring the drink to like where you're waiting at. And I've always thought, not only do you lose customers for the actual restaurant, but you lose revenue. Like imagine if every single waiting room area had just samplings of what the bar had to offer, specials tonight, and you got it going. Like who drinks 2.4 ounces of a drink and doesn't order a drink? Nobody that I know of.
Right. And I mean, that's the great thing is they can try 2.4
sure.
and then go for 12 or 16 after they've tried the 2.4. But I believe that's a major kind of opportunity for our company as well, because then you're getting people to stay there. You know, they might stay there for an extra 20, 30 minutes because they've just gotten this drink that may or may not be complimentary if they stay for the full check.
So the next question on this is, when you have a dispensary like that, can you set it up to where, like, I get 2.4 for free, or I get up to whatever, up to a full drink for free, and then after that I have to start paying for drinks? Is there a way to actually charge straight out of that? Like, you've entered the premises, the responsibility measures have been taken, so now you are a guest at this place, and the money that is coming out of the dispensary is going to them?
So that's where we're working with some of the hotel groups.
Yep.
You know, as you can imagine, hotels sure. use RFID for their access to their rooms. We're piggybacking off of that pre-existing business model, and we're allowing them to also access beverages that can then get room, you know, booked to their room. So on the accounting side of things, absolutely, they could say for staying at, you know,
because to me that would be amazing. I mean, how amazing if you could have if like. And you build it culturally. Like, it's not intended to replace a waiter or waitress or bartender. It's intended to be a place for you and your friends to kind of casually have a drink or two and then go to your table or go on the journey you're going on. To me, that seems like an incredible opportunity. The other thing, you just brought this up with the hotel. I would assume that that would work for like Cooper's Hawk or any restaurant around that has a loyalty program. I would figure that if you have a loyalty card or a loyalty account with this restaurant, it shouldn't be that hard for them to set this up and do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, technology, as you know, it's a blue sky. You yeah. know, anything that you can think
and a pain
for
the in
most
the ass.
Part.
Yeah. Usually.
Yeah. So our tech team's pretty strong. So we've been deemed with some pretty unique tasks. Like one customer came to us and said they wanted to make it so they could use their video games with our beer cards, and we quoted them 4 weeks. It took six, and we delivered it. And it's the first in the United States that has a completely self-serve arcade and beer system where you can just open a tab and then you're playing video games with the same card that you're pouring beer from. And that can translate into a lot of other things. But we've built a really strong foundation with our core technology. So we can add on these little features here and there that really appease to everybody.
You guys still raising a round? You interested in taking in some late
you know,
money?
For the right
some
person.
Smart money?
Smart
you got
money.
Some smart
exactly.
money?
Smart money.
Listen, I can drink anyone under the table. I could be some smart – well – that might be bad money for you, though, because I'll drink up all your stock.
We'll welcome it.
I would take that. This is awesome. Tell me a little bit more about some of the challenges that you have tried to overcome with this. So, like, I have to imagine, like you said, you're a paralegal in alcohol laws. How does a founder who has a great idea learn or go about, I guess, welcome the challenge of learning something like the legalese you did? Because, like, we've had on this show Scott Washburn, who's the founder of Weinster. And talking about how he had to learn the laws around distribution, a wine distribution network, selling and sending wine across state lines, and they had to find a way that they were never the distributor. They had to always go to like the wineries themselves and make sure that they were that. But he didn't know that. So you've got a great idea, but no way to execute. How did you overcome that?
So, you know, like any entrepreneur, you run as fast as you can, as hard as you can until you hit a wall, and then you try to get around, above, or through the wall. So, you know, some of the walls we've hit have been unique, similar to like Uber, where they created something that never existed before. So there's no laws that were written for that. And in some states that we've put our systems in, they've had very kind of loosely written laws. So we've had to kind of work around that and work with them. Like, say, Missouri, for instance, they originally told one of our customers they couldn't open up with our system. And wow. as that was one of our first large systems.
That had to be not such a great phone call.
It was not a fun few weeks because we were in limbo. We were waiting to hear what the liquor board was going to say. And then I personally flew out there, you know, thanks to Southwest and their, you know, their convenient flights. But anyways, so I flew out there and met with the liquor person, and they said, we've approved beer tables, but not beer walls. And so the owner said, well, what do you constitute a wall versus a table? And they said, well, it has to have legs, and it has to be away from the wall. So he was like, okay.
Now we're talking.
This.
We're in the game now. We can actually get a solution here.
Right.
I love this.
So it was just one. But then even after we did that, he said, well, you still can't open. It looks like a table to me. You got to extend the drip tray out another 5 inches. So he put a little ledge on there and boom, he got the approval. But there's just countless, you know, experiences like that where you just come up against a wall where, you know, someone's saying you can't do it and you just got to keep pushing.
Next question I've got for you. You mentioned blue sky. So I'm going to pick up blue sky for a second. in your wildest dreams, where does this, like, I personally, I've only talked to you now for whatever, 10 minutes or whatever we're at. The amount of ideas that have flushed into my head based on like what you have built is like almost unlimited, particularly knowing the route that most restaurants and culinary are going, trying to minimize cost. What would be the perfect scenario for where your business is at in like 5 years?
You know, we're Pour My Beer somewhat pigeonholes us a little bit. Innovative Tap Solutions is the
Pour My Beer is a product in it. Yeah.
So, you know, where I really want to evolve is to be, you know, an all solutions, you know, all dispense solutions provider, but also on the data and analytics side.
Yep.
I want to be able to not just say when someone comes into a restaurant, hey, you should try this because you've liked this in the past. But when they try that and they say whether they like that or not, it'll say, well, then go try Tap 28. That's something else we think you'd like. Or this pairs well with that. Just become more intuitive and, you know, really just get smarter off the consumption data that we can acquire, the real-time consumption data of what people are consuming and how they're consuming it, where they're consuming it, how you're impacting what they consume. Also, you know, kind of going across all spectrums, you know, hotels, festivals. You know, I think Lollapalooza and all these events should be, you know, cashless and you know, self-service.
I totally agree.
So, you know, that in 5 years, I want to be, you know, killing it in all those categories. Obviously, it's all about the building blocks and having the little wins as we get there. But, you know, I do see that happening. I see the big companies coming to us, like, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings is putting us in a few locations. And, you know, we went through a pretty extensive RFP process and they got to know us very intimately and vice versa. So there's these companies that they're looking to continue to grow their brands and they're using our technology to build, you know, into their current platform.
I find it fascinating and incredible because I look at, like, I had Nick Akonis from Tock and Alinea on here not that long ago. And Nick, if you're familiar with Tock, I'd love to actually introduce you guys. I think you guys would hit it off immediately on just the way that you think of this business, because he was a trader and he looked at analytics, right? That's what he came into. And what we discussed mostly was the shift away from certain, obviously high-end restaurants is a different thing because you're coming there for something different. But at the average run-of-the-mill restaurant bar, the ability to remove the waiter, waitress out of it and build a what you would call like a experience specialist. So you've got a staff of people who are there to make sure you have a wonderful time at their establishment. But essentially we minimize over pour, we minimize over serving, we minimize having the need to have a staff person running back and forth. You can just serve as you at your own convenience. Check out, everything is streamlined. You could actually pre-order how much money you want a month ahead of time and just use it at your leisure, the credits down. That's what we had talked about on that show. And I feel like this is sort of that technology that is missing right now for most of the restaurants. They just don't realize that they could solve, you know, infinite problems by using something like this. This is awesome.
Well, that and just, you know, when you can identify that problem and how big it is, then we can just give them the unit and we'll take a portion of the revenue that comes out of it. You know,
yeah.
So then there's the cold brew coffee
That's your strategy as you go big with it. I mean, Limitless Coffee and Tea, Matt Matros used to be the guy from Protein Bar. Not used to be. He still is the guy from Protein Bar. He hasn't changed. But he has that same sort of distribution model where it's like, I'll build you this cold brew. It's yours, but you'll start paying once you realize your whole staff is hooked on it.
I was just spending some time with him last week. So.
Oh, my guy, Matt. We work out in the same gym, so it's all
nice.
Total broed out there. But anyway, this has been super fascinating. Where do people go to find, and what is your favorite beer that they can find? Where do people go to find and use your services locally here? And what is your favorite beer right now you're drinking?
So locally, you're going to find us in Wicker Park at Tapster. They have 62 different products on tap with beer, wine, kombucha, cocktails on tap as well. I'd say at that location, I'd prefer the Ruth's Greyhound. It's a nice concoction, a little gray, old school. And then Navigator Tap Room in Logan Square, they've got 36 different beers on tap and another 12 wine on tap. And they've got some really, like... They get some of those rare ones from, you know, some of the local ones like Three Hands and Three Floyds. What is the other one? But they're really good at bringing some of the local kind of you know, small batches there that you can kind of try and taste.
Absolutely. Very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem. Thank
you. I appreciate it. Of course. You can catch this episode of More at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. Or you can follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.